I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. I am that Jake Walker. I think I'm going to change my name to Jay Huckleberry, right? Yeah, I've got Nadia in the studio. She's our intern. She is studying at UWF, and she is joining us this week to sort of shadow and see how the sausage is made here in the factory that we call News Radio Pensacola. You can listen to us here at 92.3, 95.3 FM, also AM 1620. We have a Pensacola app, a News Radio Pensacola app you can download on your phone and get customized news updates and alerts. And we also can be heard on newsradio923.com live. And we post everything as a podcast to the website and to that app, so you can always catch up on what you missed. What's going on in your world today? Let me know about it. 850-437-1620. This is a call-in show or text, and I will read your texts here on the air. Going to go over some current events and happenings in our area, and then I'll get to some weird news around the globe, and we'll wrap up this Tuesday. We had the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins this morning. It was a lot of fun. I always love having Mike in the studio. We have lots of great listeners and lots of experts out there with the green thumb sending us pictures of wonderful plants and blooms, and as Mike was talking about, it's time to fertilize those blooming plants. So get that in this week. We're going to have some rain. We're going to have some sun. It's going to be a good time to do that. All right. Want to let you know about the Council on Aging. We were just talking about that with Lori from Davis Hardware in U-Haul. They're doing great work in our community. They're having this senior chill out on Friday, June 7th. That's this Friday at Area Lowe's Stores, Fairfield Drive, Airport Boulevard, 9 Mile Road in Pensacola. My store over in Gulf Breeze on Highway 98 and Highway 90 in Pace from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The community is encouraged to help our seniors who experience dangerous health complications as a result of stifling summer heat by donating AC units or fans. Of course, monetary contributions are always appreciated and can be made online. You can find out more and donate at newsradio923.com. We got Bands on the Beach happening tonight every Tuesday at 7 p.m. the Gulfside Pavilion at Casino Beach. You can set up your beach chairs and sink your toes in the Pensacola beach sand as one of our talented local acts serenade you. That's the way to beach. And if we've seen the Barbie movie, we know that we beach well. That's what we do. So Bands on the Beach every Tuesday at the Gulfside Pavilion. Have you been to Bands on the Beach, Nadia?
I have. Last week, I was able to go help out with Cat Country.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you were there with the cat. Very nice.
It was real fun.
Yes. What's your favorite part so far since you've been here? You've done kind of a little bit of everything.
Kind of what you said, just like being able to see like the inner workings of everything.
Right.
I've been listening to the stations since I was an infant. So.
Oh, wow.
To
very
be
nice.
Here.
Yeah, that was kind of me too as well. I used to listen to the station all day while I was delivering Grubhub, and I got to know Bobby and Andrew and all the guys before I even like actually knew them. I kind of felt like I knew them, and now I really know them, and it's very scary. No,
yeah.
No, they're great. They're great guys. I love working here, so thank you for being here and helping us out. I'm sure if there's any chance that we can keep your talent here at the station after you graduate, I'm sure they will do whatever they can to keep you. So thank you for being here. 437-1620, text us today. I've got a frivolous topic that we can kind of get the conversation ball rolling down the hill on. And that I was going to see my parents. Hey, Mom and Dad. I know they listen every morning. Love you guys. I was driving up to see them in Brewton, Alabama yesterday, and I rounded the corner on Highway 29 there, and there's a Hardee's right at this intersection as you go north up, I guess that's, I can't even remember where exactly that is, but there's a Hardee's right at this intersection, and I turned and I saw the sign, and I slowed down a little bit in the road and almost got hit because I was stunned by what I saw at this Hardee's. And I've got some time. Yeah, I'll get this in before the break. Okay, so I'm not going to tease you. I turned the corner and I saw a sign that said, "Boom, breakfast till noon." Oh, what? Hardee's breakfast till noon? 12 o'clock? What? Okay. So I fell out. I about had to pull over. And I checked my clock and it was 12:36. And I was like, oh. But I love Hardee's breakfast. There's not a Hardee's over in Navarre where I live. So I don't get my Hardee's fixed because to me, I think they make the best biscuit, sausage biscuit on the market. I really do. I mean, Whataburger is good. It's a little dry. McDonald's is that sausage? I mean, it's great. I love it. But is it really sausage? Might be like a seaweed emu mixture. I don't know. No, I love McDonald's. It's really good, but it's just, I don't know. It's a little too consistent. Like I know that little patty is just mass produced, and you go to Hardee's sometimes, and it's like, wow, this pig had it going on. He was an eater. So, what is your thoughts on this? 437-1620. Are you a breakfast person like me? Nadia, do you love breakfast food?
See, I'm not much of a breakfast person. See, usually breakfast is like really sweet stuff. I don't really do sweets.
Okay, what about the salty, like sausage biscuits and, you know, grits and
Cracker Barrel type biscuits stuff? And gravy. I will do biscuits and gravy there often. You go.
Okay, all right.
That's what gets me.
Well, you might be of the half of our audience here that doesn't really care about breakfast food. It's not really their thing, but me, I'm a breakfast person. I love breakfast foods. I love biscuits and gravy. I love sausage. I love, you know, pancakes and waffles and eggs. And I mean, I'm a breakfast food person. But my problem is I wake up, I come here to the station. I'm kind of fasting. I'm doing like this intermittent fasting thing now. Mm-hmm. And so I don't eat immediately when I get up. I have a little bit of coffee and then I head to work. Well, by the time I get out of here at the station, it's already 11:30 sometimes. So if there's a Hardee's within at least 20 to 30 minutes from the station, which I'm sure there is somewhere, I can get my Hardee's breakfast on after work, and that would be perfect for me. Would you do that? Are you a breakfast person? 437-1620. Do you think that all restaurants should be breakfast till noon? I think so. I think breakfast should be midnight to noon every day, and then from noon to midnight the following day, that can be your lunch and dinner, right? Do you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, Whataburger kind of does this. They do, right, 11, they do 11 to 11. 11. But I'm saying let's go Hardee's here and let's go 12 to 12.
12.
Yeah. I don't know what time they start serving their breakfast at Hardee's. I don't think they open till 6 o'clock. Okay. I don't know. We had a hometown Hardee's back in Monteagle, Tennessee, where I grew up. And man, it was worth the 20-minute drive to get up there to go to that Hardee's. It was great. 437-1620. What else we got going on here? Oh, I've got some tickets to give away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Rent is coming to the Pensacola Little Theater, and I've got tickets. I've got tickets right here on Pep Talk with Jake Walker. So don't go anywhere. We're going to get to a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to give these tickets away. I don't think I'm going to ask a trivia question or anything like that. I'm just going to probably open it up and take a certain number of callers or texts on that. So Rent, we've got a pair of tickets to the Pensacola Little Theater. This is going to be June 7th through the 23rd at the Pensacola Little Theater. Pair of tickets to Rent. We're going to be giving that away, so don't go anywhere. Right after this break, we're going to do that. So I'll have Nadia help me out with that as well. So we'll be right back.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Father's Day, Beer Fest, dinner with strings attached, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And in the simplest of words, she knew about forgiveness. And in passing something true, cried out as the wheels began to turn. There it boomed and burned in the awkwardness at Lucid and.
News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. It's the Pep Talk with Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. 9 to 11 a.m. weekdays here on News Radio Pensacola. We have the Pensacola Expert Panel. I interview everybody from business professionals, community leaders, nonprofit organizations, advocates, people doing great work in our community. Those are the stories we like to bring to you here. We also like to keep it fun and frivolous a little bit, so that's sometimes why you get Pep Talk with Jake Walker, and I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much. I'm going to get to some weird news stories that I saw online real quick. And we're talking about breakfast food on the show today because I saw that Hardee's is now, at least in some locations, the one on Highway 29 headed towards Alabama, they have breakfast till noon. Kim texted in and said, I am definitely a breakfast person. Woohoo, got one for my team here. Nadia's not so much. She said, yeah, breakfast person anytime during the whole day or night. I'm there with you. I could have a sausage biscuit for dinner. I think they should serve breakfast until noon or 1 p.m. All right, we're getting there. Yeah. What about a 24/7? I mean, Cracker Barrel, they're not 24/7, but they serve breakfast throughout their whole shift, I believe.
That's true.
You can get breakfast anytime there.
McDonald's used to do all day breakfast.
I do remember that. It was a limited menu, but they did it.
They did it.
But they didn't do it long. So what happened with that? I don't know. Maybe I didn't get out there as much. 437-1620, let me know your thoughts on breakfast food. Speaking of food, when it comes to breakfast buffets and things like that, does anybody remember the do we have Shoney's down here? Do you remember Shoney's? Okay, we had Shoney's in Tennessee. I don't know if they had them down here, but Shoney's, it had this cute little cartoon bear, and it was like it was kind of like a Ryan's or a Ponderosa Steakhouse kind of deal, but they had these breakfast buffets on the weekends, and I would play music late at night and be out till the wee hours in the morning, but then I would wake up early just dragging myself out of bed feeling really rough, but I had to go to that Shoney's buffet, and I would eat so much, and then what I did the night before would catch up to me, and it would just be horrible. And I don't know why, thinking back on it now, I don't know why I put myself through that torture. It was horrible. Like, I felt horrible, and then I would eat way too much food. I would just gorge myself, and then I would feel even worse. And then I would do the whole thing over the next weekend. But Florida pythons, they're big here. They can eat quite a bit as well. They in Naples, Florida, they found a Burmese python that had eaten a deer that was nearly 4 pounds heavier than the snake. So they see this snake just kind of sitting out in a field somewhere, and he's got this big lump, deer-shaped lump in his stomach, and the snake can't even move. Biologist Ian Bartoszczyk told the Naples Daily News, I'm sure he talks like this, that the fawn weighed 35 pounds and the snake weighed 31 and a half pounds. So he ate more than his weight in deer. So they're just sitting there trying to process how an animal that size could get its head around what turned out to be a deer. So I know they can stretch their mouths and necks and all that. It's surreal, they say, to see that in the field. So, yeah, Burmese pythons, they can grow nearly 20 feet long. They were brought to South Florida as pets in the 1970s. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've got this wild llama that I brought here as a pet, and it goes berserk. Yeah, that's really smart. White-tailed deer are an important food source for Florida's endangered panthers, so the researchers are concerned that now they're going to get eaten up by snakes as well as the big cats. So, yeah, run, Bambi. They got your mom. Now they're coming for you. Okay, what's the other story I had here? So this was a meatball theft. This is something that talking about food and stuffing ourselves, I could eat my weight in meatballs. Well, in Hazel Township, Pennsylvania, police say that they had a clue that led to an arrest of a Pennsylvania man charged with stealing a pot of meatballs. He had red sauce smeared all over him. It smelled like marinara. Authorities in Luzerne County have charged 48-year-old Lehman Glenn Robert Potter. Okay, so there's a story all in its own.
Yeah, I was like, that name.
Why does he have four names? Lehman Glenn Robert Potter. Okay, there's always a story inside the story. Who is this guy? He's been charged with burglary, criminal trespass, and theft by unlawfully taking a pot of meatballs from a man's garage on Monday. Police say the victim reported his meatballs missing.
I just want to hear that 911 call.
Exactly. There's always more to these stories that I want to know. Where's the posting of this 911? You're going to look it up, aren't you? He told the officers at around 2:30 p.m. on Monday he saw Potter standing in front of his house with red sauce on his face and clothes. The pot was found down the street. It's unclear if Potter washed the sauce off before he was arrested a short time later, but Potter's attorney did not immediately respond to a voicemail seeking comment on this, so no further information on the saucy criminal that ate all the meatballs. Breakfast food, what do you think? Somebody texted in, Waffle House is open 24 hours a day, and they'll serve you breakfast anytime you want.
That's so true.
You know, you're right. That always is an option. Why do we take that for granted? Why do we take our Dub H for granted? Thank you so much for reminding me. I think that I might have to
Waffle
do that
House
tonight.
Waffle House is a Waffle Home. Yeah.
It is. It is a Waffle Home.
It's a Waffle Home.
You know, when you're there, you make it a Waffle Home. Mm-hmm. Vicky texted in, we used to have Shoney's on Mobile Highway, and they had a great breakfast buffet. I agree. They had this mound of bacon. This is what I remember most about Shoney's breakfast buffet. You could walk in, and they'd be walking to your booth, and you couldn't even see your booth over the mound of bacon that was on the buffet. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was a whole pig stacked up in bacon form, and it was tremendous. I didn't keep it down much. Like I said, I used to party pretty hard. 437-1620, let me know your thoughts on breakfast. We got Waffle House serving it all day long, 24-7. That is the light on the hill. That is the beacon. That is Waffle House. All right, we're going to get to another quick commercial break. Me and Nadia just hanging out with you here on Pep Talk with Jake Walker. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable. Checking the ThreatNet radar. Got some clouds in the area. I think we've got a good percentage of some showers and storms this morning. It's going to be a little rough this week. It's going to be spotty showers, just kind of intermittent. But we'll keep an eye on the News Radio Pensacola ThreatNet radar to let you know the latest on that. Tune in here. And for all the latest breaking local news, I'm telling you, there's no quicker source. Sometimes we beat social media to the punch here at News Radio 92.3. Definitely check out News Radio, afternoon show with Joe and Austin, Pensacola Right Now. They've got lots of local news headlines, and man, they're funny dudes. So check them out. We got lots of national program coming up. I mean, we've got it all here on News Radio Pensacola, so don't go anywhere. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. My name is Jake Walker. I've got Nadia, the intern, we're going to call her, here in the studio doing some research, and we'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks. Rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. Or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit PlayPensacola.com or follow social media at PlayPColaParks. It's time to get out and play.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 when guests from Florida Power & Light will be on the show discussing programs and resources available to its customers. From recent rate reductions and storm preparedness efforts to tips on how to save energy and other community initiatives, the experts will discuss FPNL's commitment to their customers and our community.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable. It's Pep Talk with Jake Walker. I've got Nadia in our research department. She was doing some investigative work on this the red-faced man caught with sauce and all kinds of incriminating evidence, sauce on his face and clothes, and they're charging him with meatball theft. You found out about this guy. What was his name again? Lehman Glenn Robert Potter. What did you find out about this man?
Well, for one, I found out that his like hometown, like it's the surrounding area, I guess, is called Sugarloaf.
Sugarloaf, okay.
So there's that.
Lehman from Sugarloaf.
Lehman from Sugarloaf.
Okay.
And then a little further down, it says state police said that a pot with a spoon and remains of red sauce was found in the middle of a cul-de-sac. It's just tossed there.
He just tossed it right in the cul-de-sac there for everybody. Yep. But he was in custody, released on $25,000 bail. Mm-hmm. So that was an expensive pot of meatballs. Speaking of expensive, in West Virginia, a drunk man took an Uber accidentally all the way into from West Virginia to New Jersey. Cost him about $1,600. He did give the driver 5 stars, though.
Listen on air at 92.3, we'll be back 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.